What should a person do if they can only hear one of the Megillahs, either the night Megillah or the day Megillah? For example, if they're a resident in a hospital and they can only get off for one of them, they can't read it by themselves, whatever the case is, or a person, Chas Shalom, has to have like a procedure done, he can only do it at night or the day, whatever, pick your case, but they can only do one or the other. Which one is the preferable one to do? So the Gemara in Megillah says that you must read the Megillah at night and then repeat it during the day. And it cites two Pesukim in Tanakh as Ramazim from Tehillim, which are, you know, remez to this based on the Medrash of those Pesukim in Tehillim. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that Megillah is read twice, obviously at night and during the day. But which one is the main reading? So the Rokeach is a wild pshat, and that he talks about how come some brachos are al mikra, or al rather, and some are li. And so he says why by al, it's al mikra Megillah, not li kroa Megillah. Like, for example, some other mitzvahs, we have like leishev basuka, it's lamed, or laasok, or we have, or by tzitzis, we say lehisatev batzitzis, or likro esahala, we have the lamed. So says the Rokeach, those brachas, like by tzitzis and hala and sukkah, which have a lamed, that's because that the lamed is used for mitzvahs that are continuing. In other words, you're going to put on tzitzis now, and the mitzvah continues as long as you wear it. Or halal, you have a chiv to do halal all through the whole day. Or sukkah, you have the mitzvah of leishe basukkah continuously throughout sukkah. As opposed to Megillah, which even though it continues during the day, and therefore it should be likra u esa Megillah, the ikr, the main Megillah reading, is just at that point, in other words, at night, and not in the day, and therefore it's al mikra Megillah and not with a lamed, because it doesn't really continue into the day. That's a less important mitzvah. It is clear from the Rokeach that the night reading is the primary main Megillah reading. Now, there is an opinion of the Rambam that says, well, what about Shechianu by the day reading? Why is there Shechianu by the day reading? The Rambam says there is no Shechianu by the day, which Pashtus simply implies that both the day, well, at least the night reading is just as important as the day reading, but it's possible that they're all one big mitzvah, and therefore they're both maybe as primary, the night and the day. I mean, you could argue the Rambam agrees with the Rokeach that the night is the prime one, but it's hard to see that specifically. On the other hand, Tosus in Megillah is a third opinion. He says that there is a new Shechianu by Megillah by the day, and he says expressly the reason is because the day reading is the main reading of Megillah. So here you have three opinions. Rokeach says in general the night reading is the more important one. Rambam seems to say both, and Tosus says the day reading is the most important one. So the Pnei Yeshua says, so then why do you say Shechianu at night, according to the Tosos, if the main reading is during the day? He says that's for the Kedushas Hayom, the just like we say Shechianu regular Yontif, so the rabbis instituted Purim also gets a Shechianu, and that's the night Shechianu, but during the day, that's the main one. The Shari Tshuva also cites another Behuda that the Megillah at night is only the Rabbanin, when during the day is a higher level, it's Divrei Kabbalah, and that's right, it's Yomim Nizkarim and Asim. Fine. But now the question, practically, just as a side point, there is no Shechianu during the day according to Shulchan Aruch, Sfaradim, but the Ramah says that, yes, some people do say Shechianu by day, and that's obviously the minhag of Ashkenazim today, that we make a Shechianu like Tosis during the day. But now it comes to our featured presentation. But what about if you can only do one of them? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, well, you would have thought initially that it's Machlokas based on this Machlokas. Which one is the primary Megillah? Maybe according to the Rambam, or sure, certainly according to Rokeach, although the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't mention the Rokeach, but you would think that the night is the primary primary reading, or at least that according to the Rambam, the night is just as primary as the day. And so if that's the case, so you should do it first, because why would you skip over if you have a choice? Do in Ma'avir Nala Mitzvahs, we don't pass over Mitzvahs, so do the night one. But according to Tosis, where the day is the most primary one, so you should probably wait to the day and skip the night one and do the day one if you can only do one of them. But then the Aruch HaShulchan concludes that no, even according to Tosis, that the day one is more important, we still say Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvahs, don't pass over the night one and do the day, don't pass over the night one and do the day one, rather do the night one, because don't pass over that opportunity to do a mitzvah, even according to Tosos. So Aruch HaShulchan explicitly addresses this issue, and he says clearly that the night Megillah is most important. the Sefer Alelo Yibol, which is cites of Shlomo Zalman, also says the night one is more important because Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvos, that's the one you should do. The Sefer Gamani Odcha asked Rabinovich, asked Rav Matisyahu Gabei Rosh Shiva Eretz Yisrael this question, and he says, well, what in 1 second? According to Radvaz, we say Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvos, but the Chacham Tzvi says that when both mitzvahs are the same mitzvah, then we don't have this concept of Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvah. In other words, it's preferable to sometimes delay doing a mitzvah if you do it at a later time in a better manner. So to Avir, according to Tosis, if the later time is going to be a better manner, so maybe you should have to delay to the day. And if you have a choice to do it at night or a day, it's better actually to do it during the day. He then challenges that only works if you say it's the same mitzvah, but maybe the day one is a different mitzvah than the night one. And that is, he goes back and forth and discusses that issue. The Birchas Reuven, though, he cites, says, no, the day, you should wait till the day for sure, because the day is greater, we said. Also, it's only a short time difference. There's only a small, it's only a few hours between the night and the day one. And so maybe we don't say Ein Ma'avir in such a situation. The Rivo Sephraim also says simply the day one is better because it's greater, as does Rav Kormel, as does the Mekadesh Yisrael. He says because it's not a problem of Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvos, because it's just a short time period. They ask Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in one place, one Sefer quotes him as saying that the night is more important, in another place it says during the day is more important. So the upshot is, it's a tough one. Is the night more important? Is the day one more important? If you have only a choice to do one of them, probably the simple read of the Aruch HaShulchan is to do the night one. That was probably how, if someone asked me, that's what I would probably say.